This is Twit.
Not free, but it is the kind of game I like where you pay once. I think it's $6.99. You pay it and you're done. And it is one of the best games. I said it was Metroidvania, or is it? Is that what you call it? Metroidvania? It's kind of, I don't know if it's, it's called Grim Valor, and I think probably if you want a game where you, you know, we're all waiting for Blizzard to put out Diablo on iPad. But if you want a game that's going to show off your iPad Pro and be just nonstop action and a lot of fun, there is some, you know, it's violent. You're fighting. This is you. You can go back and forth, right? And you have a few commands. You can get things. You can swing your sword. You can leap in the air. You can do special tricks, and you can charge. That's it. So all the controls are right here. This is your health. This is your soul shards. You collect them as you... Well, this is kind of fun. Oh, here comes some ghouls and demons. Oh, he hit me. See, you can charge out of a hit like that and collect those soul shards. Did I get all the soul shards? Let's go back and check. Yes, I did.
Goodness.
So you're wandering through, you know, it's always the same. Leaping is, of course, tricksy. This is going to take a double leap.
Oh, nice.
It is. Oh, but there's nothing there. I must have to drop down here. Oh. Pick up. Oh, something important happened there. So... beautiful graphics, great sound, simple but effective gameplay.
Are you allowed to wear different costumes?
No. There's no dancing at the end, no different costumes. You just run around and swing your sword. You do get... Whoa! Did you see that? Oh, ow. That must be a boss. They have some pretty good bosses. Maybe he wasn't a boss. He wasn't so bossy. Still can't get out. Maybe there's something over here I have to do. Anyway, really love Grim Valor. It is available on the iPhone as well. But this is a game, I know we're all looking for games to show off our iPads. This is a great game to show off your iPad. It'll run on any iPad, but it looks particularly good on the iPad Pro. It has a, you know, the usual system of, you know, power-ups and things like that. A big variety of weapons. Trinkets, too, you can be equipped with. There are quests. Here's the map, as you can see, of the places I've been. And if, you know, I am really looking forward to Diablo coming out on the iPad, but until it does, it's not quite Diablo. It's more of a platform, a Metroid, Castlevania-style game. But, of course, the graphics are a lot better than Castlevania. It's beautifully graphically. What is...
Do you have to grab that light?
No, you can't grab that. There must be a door somewhere. Oh, maybe I have to go up this wall.
Oh. That is tricky.
This is tricky.
Do a little parkour.
Yeah, a little parkour for the course. Par for the course. Yeah, it feels like I got to get up there, doesn't it?
Running start for your
Maybe
parkour.
I'll go back. Oh, I can't.
What if you have something sticky inside your bag?
I don't. It's not...
Do you have spider webs I just have to get...
I have this. Okay, so I guess I'm stuck here until I figure this one out. So...
Let's just wait. Wait it out.
It's going that way and then that way. And there we go.
You did
there
it.
There we go.
Well, that's a real... Now, do you feel like you're living your best life?
Yes. That's my best life. His best death. Okay. Oh, boy. We'll get to a boss in a second. If we can get to a boss, that would be fun. Oh, it's locked. I need the monastery key. Where will I find that? Grim Valor. Lot of fun. Highly recommended. It is, you know, I am a little bit going back on my, I like iPad native controls, but these touch controls are not too bad, and they give you enough of enough controls that, you know,